There are many incongruous sights in Vietnam, but perhaps even more incongruous are some of the sounds. Sounds of war, of course, but the birds are there too. Sounds of jets so close you feel you could reach out and touch them, except that they're gone by the time you react. Sounds of gunfire, large and small. Sounds of men talking, planning, laughing. They're all here. Here's a briefing of three squad leaders, with the platoon leader using a map and laying out the various lines of approach. We hear his conversation with his men and their questions.
My map is oriented pretty well here. This is where we are right now. Now, Money has told our captain he wants to meet him right here, about this point here. So we're going to have to start off in a northwesterly direction, cross this stream here, and secure this far side, secure this low ground in here in these rice paddies, so that when they meet, they won't be bothered. We'll have security for them. I'm going to take you up on the horizon in just a minute and show you a few of these landmarks. It's pretty easy to follow your way because up here, there's a church steeple right here that you can see real plain from right up on the hill. Then up here from it, on a very far horizon, is a big watchtower that's real easy to see. We're going to start off in...
Now they're about due north then, right, sir?
Yeah, those are about due north. We're starting off in a northwest direction though. It's going to be two up and one back. I want the squads in a staggered column, staggered double column. You know. I want hog boom on the left front, Holton on the right front, then East in the back with the mortars and the rockets in trace of Denise, and a gun on each front. That's up to you. Put one with hog boom and one with Holton.
Sure. Mortars, gun, mortars, rockets, and I'll put a fire team behind me.
All right. You got your compass, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So just keep on it with these compass headings and keep looking at your map, and we shouldn't have any trouble. I'll call them in closer, call the formation in closer if it gets rough going, but I think we ought to be able to go through there like that without any trouble. Now if we should get hit, remember the only thing that's going to help us is to be spread out, to be well camouflaged, and on our movement over there I don't want any talking. I want everyone to field strip their cigarettes when they finish smoking them and all the rest. You're going to have real good navigators going with you. I'll be right in front of Denise's squad. Maybe a fire team in front of me.
Okay. It'll be with me.
But maybe start off with 50 meters between 30 meters between Hogboom and Holton squad. And Denise trace. Let's go up there and look at that.
Otherwise, you're going to have Hoggle in here.
We're going to start off, we're going to start off in this direction. Hogaboom will be there. Holt will be there.
Over here.
Right. And we're going to be guiding on Hogaboom squad. Do you have, you think you have the best navigator?
Holt. I don't know, sir.
Well, okay. You've got the best navigator. We're guiding on you. You've got to be the best. But make sure you got a kind of an asthma, a good asthma to get when we get up there.
We're going to be fortunate.
Yeah, we're going to lead out. The first is going to follow and trace of us after we get our canteens. So let's go up and take a look at it.
Medical evacuations are commonplace. But did you know that troopers are also picked up in the middle of a battle simply for a little R&R, rest and relaxation? Or Romeo, Romeo in radio jargon. The confusion, the difficulty of communication, the chopper's arrival and departure. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Money 1-4, this is Money Golf 1-4, over. Money 1-4, this is Money Golf 1-4. Request to know if you have any choppers in our vicinity sometime today. Break. If so, Money Golf actually has some three Romeo Romeos he'd like to put on the choppers. They just have to touch down for approximately 2 minutes, over. Money 1-4, this is Money Golf 1-4. I say again, Money Golf's actual has three Romeo Romeos he'd like to put on a chopper if you have some, have a chopper in our percentage today. It would only take about 2 minutes for him to touch down and pick up the three Romeo Romeos. Do you understand, over? This is Money Golf 1-4, that's affirmative, over.
There's 1-4, Roger. Roger, Oakfield, starboard, this is Golf again. They're having a little trouble up there also. They'd like to get this medevac syndicate over. This is Money Golf 1-4, up this freak, cannot have contact with him more. Alright, Super Chief, this is Money Golf 1-4. Golf 1-4, you're heading directly towards us this time, popping smoke at this hour.
What is our pickup?
Three troops.
Three troops, over.
Hey, yep. He wants to know where they go and if they're wounded or sick.
Huh?
And he wants to know if they're wounded or sick or where they go.
Wounded or sick.
Hey, back up over there.
It's a resupply.
No, he can pick up three men.
Oh, that's for R&R. Romeo, Romeo.
Come back today.
Right.
Pull over there anyway.
Take a big hole right there.
Okay, you two stand.
Hey, partner, move on down there. Right, bring him in there.
All right, just over.
And off they go, Romeo, Romeo, for a little rest and relaxation. The forward air controller plays a vital role. Here he calls for and gets what he needs, where he needs it.
I'll have him shoot a ham popper up so he can mark his position. He'll shoot a green star cluster up then so you can look, over. Let us put it out.
Sucker, this is Gulf 1-4. If you have anything to do, I'd like to check out the Yankee
1-0-6-4,
over.
Roger,
Sam, 1-0-6-4. That's Gulf 1-4. That's fun, over.
Sacred Romeo, this is Money Gulf 1-4. Keep in mind, we have friendlies in that area.
This Money Golf 1-4, you're flying over our position. The request to go southwest. Thank you.
Mortgage, this is Money 635 mission, over. Grid 107651, direction 4300, automatic weapons firing, request battery 3 in effect, adjust fire, over.
Okay. When they say that dangerous close, enemy personnel, friendly personnel.
Dangerous close what?
Dangerous close. Just put DG. DG. Friendly personnel.
Okay. Go ahead.
400 meters southeast of target. Okay. Get that thing down in my mortgage.
Mortgage Money 63. Danger close. Friendly personnel 400 meters southeast of target. Over.
Judas Money 6-3, when you move your position back, give me a new OT azimuth. So do you understand? Over. Gulf 2, this is Money 6-3. Roger out. I'll try to adjust from here. Do you understand? Over. Gulf 2, round on the way. Over. Gulf 2, Money 6-3, round on the way. Over. Repeat range.
Mortgage Foxtrot, this is Money 6-3, right. 400, repeat range, over. Up, come in.
Round on the way. They made a correction of right 400 on the way around, sir.
That should carry him back over there further.
Why don't you do this? Go up this finger. Walk the damn things right up over that finger and into that next area where you know it's needed. Do it by sound and do it by map.
Two who were there describe, over the familiar sound of sea rations being enjoyed, what one small part of the action was like.
Well, we came down off that trail and crossed our rice paddy and set up by that old deserted house there. It's about maybe 75, 100 meters from the creek. And it wasn't a very good position, but that's where we were told to set up as a blocking force. So we stopped there and we got down and we kept concealed. We were just breaking for chow. We received a few rounds. And at first we didn't know where the hell they were coming from. So we came down and reported it back to Golf 6, and he said it was Money 6 receiving fire and they had a kill. So, we kept our heads down, and 5 minutes later we received about 50 more rounds of carbine fire. At this time, my machine gun squad leader saw a movement over in the brush across the creek about 75 yards away and sprayed about 50 meters of 50 rounds of machine gun ammo in there. But after it was all over, I The tree that I was next to had a round in it. The tree about 10 meters from me had a round in it. So we could determine then from which direction the rounds were coming in from seeing these marks in the tree.
Well, we were sitting up, we just stopped to eat chow, and all of a sudden we started getting some sniper rounds coming in. So platoon commander called me up to CP. On my way up, the rounds started coming closer. Another squad leader and myself were just about 500 meters from them, so we stopped when the rounds started coming. One knocked my helmet off about then. So then we proceeded back up to the lieutenant then, and he gave us orders to get our men together. We're going to move out because mortars were coming in. So we got them together and started moving out.
Did you know you were hitting the helmet there?
Well, I didn't at first, but I knew it. Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but I felt it knock my head, kind of twisted it, kind of snapped my neck when it come off. So I thought maybe it was that, but I didn't bother to take a look right at the time.
When you knew it hit your helmet, what were you thinking then?
Well, I was just trying to move up CP, get the lieutenant right there.
Some of the incongruous sounds of Vietnam, as recorded by Gunnery Sergeant Bryce of the 1st Marine Air Wing. This is Marine Lieutenant Colonel Dick Stark with the Marines in Vietnam.